fade in to the prologue. It's the year 2030, where the world has been hit by a comet and called the Dark Days, followed by a mass coronal ejection that has destroyed all electrical machines as darkness falls on the planet. On an isolated airfield, British military hatch a desperate plan for humans to survive. When the light returns, time traveler James, the protagonist, leads the fight back, only to discover a new and dangerous world. This time was called the postlude. As those words linger, we smash to a new nightmare, where we are today in 2020. Exterior Government Communication HQ, England. An aerial view of GCHQ from above, a communications center in the English countryside. Outside, it's quiet as the camera pans down to the activity taking place inside. Interior Center of Operations. Here we find the UK director, a perpetually busy senior officer of the global Five Eyes, trying to understand the images on the screen. The experienced UK director, 50, his military uniform and persona masking his confusion and inner panic. All around him are officers looking at the same images on their screens, where the silence is deafening. UK director. We need a precise confirmation of that incoming object. Controller. On screen from US. Coming online now. Target is acquired and falling fast. Re-entry now expected on northern coastline, most likely close to shore. Interior GCHQ continued. Close on a screen shows a metallic cylinder, 500 feet long, no wings, no windows, slowly descending through the clouds. What in God's name? U.S. fighter planes on the runway, waiting instructions to launch. Do you want us to launch? No. Do not take any further action. We can see a strong magnetic field interfering with our communications and are losing contact. Our satellite has lost contact with the object, presumed lost and has crashed into the sea. The governor has been advised of a possible land attack and ordered all the islanders indoors until further notice. Interior Government Communications Center, GCHQ Control Room. Phones are ringing all around the room until the man speaks. UK Director. Our military is recommending a joint U.S.-UK mission for recon and evaluation of latest situation on the island. Interior GCHQ continued. U.S. General, 60s, comes on screen in full uniform. He's seen on a video link from a NORAD tracking station in the U.S. He looks down on the frightened military officers in front of him. U.S. General. POTUS and British PM have been notified and concur with the action. UK Director. All communication with the governor has been lost and local phone network has gone down. Is this what you expected? Yes. Until further notice, we advise extreme caution. Local airport is closed and no further sailings to the island will be allowed. Thank you, everyone. We are closing down this video link until our satellite is back in position. We will remain available if needed. Interior GCHQ. Director turns to his young assistant, 30s, in naval uniform, looking for a confirmation. Director. What the hell just happened there? Get on to the Navy and find out where's the nearest ship. Assistant. Already done, sir. HMS Medway and her task force are on station near Bermuda, about 1,000 miles away, and will take a couple of days sailing to reach the island. Christ, man, talk to the Admiral and tell him to reposition his task force close to the island. I don't understand. Was that meant to happen? Don't say anything you have seen here. Tell the Admiral that the bloody volcano may be going to erupt again. Right, sir. Understood. Interior GCHQ control room. Director walks across the room looking worried but trying to stay in control, wiping away sweat from his brow and loosening his tie. Director. What did you make of those craft we saw from the satellite? Assistant. Definitely some kind of extraterrestrial craft. Looked like what the U.S. pilots call Tic Tacs, if I remember correctly. Yes. It's going to take another day to position our satellite over the Caribbean. Get me a report on who's on this joint expeditionary team. total bullshit if you ask me. Interior GCHQ control room. Super one day later. On screen, we see an island in the West Indies, known as the Emerald Isle, with a smoking volcano. The camera pans down to events that are being considered as a humanitarian disaster. GCHQ watch on the screen as hundreds of survivors, all looking human, are seen on the beach, just sitting there waiting for something to happen. U.S. Observer. We see over 500 survivors from the alien craft. What's your intel on the matter? Director. Looks like a fucking invasion to us here. If this leaks out, then we're done for. The people are being bussed inland. With the island in lockdown, there can be no leaks to the press. What's your status in UK? We have a complete media blackout in force on the island and in the UK. What's your status in US? The airport is open to U.S. military airlift and satellite observation is being done around the clock. Interior GCHQ control room. Super 2 days later. Director. Our RN ship has arrived off the island and the exploratory team is being sent back home for debriefing. Assistant. We have eyes on a house close to a beach on the island where U.S. forces are requesting a drone strike. Do you concur, sir? Of course it can be destroyed if the U.S. sees the target as a threat to island security. We concur. You may launch an attack on the target. Wait, the house has been destroyed. What the hell just happened? Interior GCHQ on screen. It's not clear, but a massive sinkhole has opened up. The house being observed has silently dematerialized. Everything all gone. All that remains is a large, gaping hole. So the story starts, but next we must go 10 years in the future to 2030.